women being oppressed in the past, that you say, well, that's an awful story to tell young men. This really gets to you. Why is
that
so?
Everybody's bloody oppressed in the past. Jesus, human history is a complete catastrophic nightmare. The more you read it, the more horrified you become. It's like the vast majority of people killed in wars are men. The vast majority of people who are killed in dangerous jobs are men. It's not like either of us had an easy time. Huge problem for women prior to the 20th century was death in childbirth. At least we got that under control. You know, and you could say, well, women didn't have all the rights that men had for quite a substantial amount of time, but it wasn't like most men had rights. Christ, what percentage of Eastern Europeans were serfs until 1850? The vast majority of people in the feudal ages were essentially slaves. Men didn't have any rights. And to construe the history of the human race as this, as the pervasive oppression of women by men is, it's a story invented by women who have never had a satisfactory relationship with a single man in their entire life. Not a brother, not a father, not a husband, not a son, nothing. Because if they had a satisfactory relationship, they would not be driving that narrative forward.
You really do believe that?
I absolutely. Why would I not believe it? What's the counter evidence?
Well, the counter evidence are all those facts that women used to have less rights.
Of course, for the vast majority of human history, most people were slaves, men and women. There are very few free people. And then in the West, what, since the Enlightenment, a small and increasingly large percentage of men started to develop a certain amount of freedom. And that spread very rapidly. It spread, I think, as fast as it possibly could have, given all of the things that have to happen in order for that kind of equality to manifest itself. And we don't even know what the preconditions are for that equality. You can walk down the street in Holland safely. No.
There
compared to most places in the world, you can walk down the streets in Holland safely. Most of the places in the world, you can't walk down the streets safely. Well, how long does it take to establish a society that's civilized and sophisticated enough to walk somewhere unaccompanied?
We should be thankful. Women should be thankful.
I didn't say women should be thankful. I said people should be thankful that we've managed these things. And that we freed so many people in such a short time. You know, the social constructionists, their view of history is 300 years long, if that. Usually it's more like a decade. You look at this over any reasonable period of time, that freedom has spread among people so rapidly, especially in the last 500 years, that it's an absolute bloody miracle. And I don't believe for a moment that the typical woman has fewer opportunities now than the typical man. I don't see that that's true at all. I don't think the facts support I certainly don't think the facts support that that's true. Women are outperforming men at every level of the economic hierarchy. They don't do as well economically once they graduate, but that's partly because of the majors they determine to take and because of the choices they make with regards to their career strategies. This narrative of oppression is so resentful and so ungrateful and so unrealistic and so historically ignorant that it's a miracle to me that people can swallow it. Human history is simple. Things were terrible before 1895. Terrible. The average person in the West lived on less than a dollar a day. In today's money, which is half the current rate that the UN regards as abject poverty. You were going to be pregnant from the time you were 14 till the time you were 30. And the chances are that you were going to live through that was like zero. Your parents were going to be dead, at least one of them. You were going to lose at least half your children. You're going to spend the vast majority of your time in backbreaking work. Your life was hard, hard in a way that modern people can barely imagine. And there's been an economic miracle of unparalleled significance in the last 150 years. And yet we read backwards and we say, well, men were privileged. Which bloody men were privileged? Exactly. I mean, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Who were privileged? The serfs who tilled the land? The knights who defended the feudal communities? The kings, perhaps, although I'm not so sure. You would have wanted to live in a drafty and freezing castle with no plumbing or electricity or heating or entertainment through ice-cold winters with the constant threat of war. The men went off to war constantly. there were endless numbers of devastating plagues. No one had enough to eat. And now, and what are we doing? We're quibbling about whether men or women had a rougher time. It's like, Jesus, you know? And then what, there was no cooperation between men and women? What's that? Men help raise children. Do you know how rare that is in the mammalian community? It's almost unheard of. And they actually do a pretty good job. Most men love their children. And now we have this narrative that men were fundamentally oppressing women since the beginning of time. Here's a question for you. Answer this. Marriage is a patriarchal institution. That goes along with the patriarchal oppression narrative. Okay, fine. Why do rich women marry? Because they're the only ones that do. Because marriage is now a privilege reserved for the rich. And if you're married, you're much less likely to separate. You're much more likely to have a stable family. You're much more likely to have a stable income, especially if you're a woman. If marriage is a patriarchal institution, then why are the rich engaging in it?
Okay, let me, because we don't have a lot of time, I can't really pursue this further. I would like to, because I could, of course.